Scholastic Audio presents Wolves of the Beyond, Book 5, Spirit Wolf, by Catherine Lasky. Read by Eric Davies. The darkness drops again, but now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle, and what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches towards Bethlehem to be born. William Butler Yeats, The Second Coming. Dream Shards. The silver wolf stood up in the cave where he had been sleeping. Something had woken him. He was not sure what. A slight tremor in the floor of the cave? He shook his head as if to clear it. He had been dreaming something important, but he could make no sense of it. The dream had fractured, and its shards were now scattered around him. He could only feel pieces of it, but they drew him closer to the very heart of a secret deep within his soul that had long perplexed him and haunted his sleep. He put his nose close to the ground as if he might be able to track the scent of these shards. He knew it was stupid, but he couldn't fight the compulsion. In the dream there was a pelt, silver like his own, but tattered, raggedy, like that of a very old wolf. He had thought of it as a first pelt, whatever that meant. How many pelts could one wolf have? But the words, first pelt, rattled in his marrow. Phelan's anxiety increased as he paced the tight space of the cave. He shut his eyes to concentrate, and a dim memory of a very old